it's been a while since we talked out there, and I wanted to make sure that I got back with you guys and check with you, you know, just from time to time, you know, what a brother doing, what's going on, and things like that there. And, you know, I always keep a brother aware of what's going on with me and what's going on in my part of the world and what I'm experiencing. And, you know, it's just good to share experiences because you never know, you know, what's going on in my neck of the woods, if it's going on in your neck of the woods, and how those things can be complementary, or it could also be interesting. It could be a learning experience of a variety of different types. So, yeah, the last time we talked to you guys out there, we was letting you know a little bit about everything. We're still in the great state of Florida, enjoying it. Very, very, a state that is very, very scenic, very beautiful. And the cities, you know, you got to get outside the cities and don't get hung up, you know, with the city. You know, you got to get out and try to do something and meet people, do things. Get around, see things, you know. They got plenty of beaches, plenty of water here, water things that you can do. There's indoors things you can do, outdoor things you can do. There's so much things to do that you literally could be gone for 16 hours in a day and still not do all the things out there there is for you to do. So, you know, it's like anything, you know, life is what it is. It has several options. You know, it's just up to the individual to take and use those options for their own individual good. And, you know, since I talked to you guys out there last, there's been so many things that are happening here. And of course, you know, when you seek knowledge, you get a lot of things in return. So I've been seeking computer knowledge and getting a lot of information, more information and more manipulation and understanding of the computer than I ever had before. So that's good. And so I'm on my way now. I mean, every day I'm studying real hard to try to finally get a certification, which is a recognizable certificate that can get you a fairly decent job. And the more certificates that you get, you know, in the field, A plus, Network plus, Windows, Server, and Cisco, CCNA, the more of those that you get, the better off you are. So those are some things that I have been pursuing for the past few months. It's come. Now I've finished all the classes. So now all I got to do is work on my certification, which that's a little bit more than average. I don't know if you guys know like I know, but I've been kind of missing Bernie Mac. He's kind of like my guy, Bernie Mac. I miss him, his shows. I mean, you know, I just think that Bernie Mac had so much to share. And he was one of those brothers, kind of like Michael Jackson, you know, that left us too soon. You know, kind of like my wife. You know, people like that, they got so much talent and so much to offer us in life, you know, that you can't help but think of them. You know, Bernie Mac. I always think of Bernie Mac. I always think of Richard Pryor, you know, I mean, an actor that basically was street, had issues with heroin and stuff like that, and drugs, cocaine, but eventually was able to pick himself up by the bootstraps and you know, make something of themselves. I mean, you know, anytime you make it to Hollywood and you can deal with Hollywood, that's good, especially when you're getting paid. And so I always think about, I love comedy. Cat Williams, I love him. I love Kevin Hart. I love Bill Cosby. I don't care what they say about Bill Cosby. I still love the Cosby Show back in the day when, you know, you could go and Bill was doing his thing. I like Bill Cosby. And I do apologize, like I said, for women who he had situations with that didn't work out well. That's not so swell. You know, you have relationships with women and they don't work out so swell. The more successful you are, the more women, you know, will try to point out your frailties and your the things about you that, you know, are not necessarily the greatest. And that's sales. That's publicity. That's sales. You know, when you're controversial, that's what sells, you know. I mean, if you use the N-word a lot and every other word you use the N-word, you know, people will be, dang, you know, every time you turn around, you know, he used the N-word. You know, and what's up with that? Well, you know, you got some people stuck on stupid so that they use words that are, they're kind of like little children. They, ever since they was kid, they heard somebody say XYZ equals CXE. And they go, well, XYE equals CXE or XYE equals CEX. They switch their own version to it and whatever. But that's the way life is. We start off hearing things when we're children, and then we parrot those things throughout our childhood, and then we become adults. And those things that we parroted, those thoughts and those things that we were surrounded with, words, and whether they were curse words or swear words or profanity, however you want to term it or define it, all those words that you were around, were they positive words, motivating words, you know, were they, I remember when I was young, the one thing that I yearned to do is learn words. And the way that I was able to learn words was through Reader's Digest. Today, I don't see Reader's Digest. Don't get me wrong. I still order Reader's Digest occasionally. I get a strong urge to just read something. So I'll just go online sometimes and do Reader's Digest or go online and read the Bible. I find that to be very, very challenging, and especially when you got the definitions of all the verses. I read the Quran. I got the Quran right here. Sometimes I just pull that out and just start reading it. You know, you need to read. You have to fuel your mind with thoughts, positive thoughts, preferably. A lot of us get negative messages. That's why a lot of us give up on life at young ages. We got more youngsters committing suicide today than we ever had before. As life is so fast. I mean, you know, you're drinking at 12, 11. And I can remember when I was 11 and 12, I was experimenting and testing things out. But I wasn't actually, you know, on the street drinking, smoking cigarettes and stuff like that there. But you got kids, I mean, just babies I've seen, 10, 11 years old, think it's cool while their mom ain't home and stuff, because that's what their mom has to do. She got to get out and get that money, you know, to take care of them kids, because they ain't letting them just get that welfare, you know, like they want to anymore. They make sure they checking with them and all kinds of things nowadays, you know, since they ain't had all them queen welfare bitches that done set up there and done ran welfare into the ground, where a woman who truly got children and has a need for that service, these bras, you know what I mean, that care more about themselves under various different names, and then went and got people's names from the graveyard and stuff like this here, and got different IDs and then different false names, and then getting welfare checks with different post office box. But, you know, just like every scam or every scheme, eventually you can only get away so long. But see, here's what gets me about these people. They set up all these schemes and scams and live right in the damn neighborhood, okay, in the hood, okay, where they committing these same crime, where they've been living all their life, and people know about them. I mean, if you're going to work some kind of scam, it seemed like to me you would not live where you say you live. But you do have an address, okay, you know, or addresses, you know, and I just don't get it about these people, you know, who do all these slick things. But, you know, in actuality, all the police got to do is just go to the house, knock on the door, come on in here, we need to talk to you, okay? We come here, Mr. Joseph, we need to talk to you. We've been hearing some things about you. And they say, you know, there he is, you know what I mean? Police pulled you over, woo-woo, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I try to keep myself above water and fly below the radar because I have no need for popo or police in my life. I believe in obeying all laws, and I do everything I can to go out of my way to obey the law, go out of my way to help another person, you know, if it's within my realm to assist somebody. I'll do anything I can to help anyone. Now, money is not something that I have the ability or the resources to give. If anything, that's something that I need to set up a fund where I can get money donated to me because I need lots of money. But let me tell you something. I was really, really blessed since my wife had passed. And people have been telling me, you know, go down there to the Social Security office. And, you know, man, I'm all up in Colorado, you know what I mean, with expensive rent. Once my wife had passed and everything, you know, I think we had like a $2,000-$3,000 apartment. I can't remember. I know it was high, $1,500 to $1,750. You know, I was paying just for rent. You know, not I think $2,500, $3,000 was my that's just kind of like that was my cost of living, pretty much, you know, $2,500 a month. I mean, this would have cost pretty much for me to rent and pay utilities. That was my basic, you know, cost. So, and that's the difference in Colorado. The Colorado is, thoroughly mountainous. It's the ambience. I mean, it's a beautiful, little mountain town, you know, more or less a little mountain state or whatever. Where Florida is a hot, beautiful, it's up and down no matter where you go. You got two sides, you know, east side, east coast, west coast. You know, you got the north, you got the south. You know, you got, you got so much in Florida. So, and I haven't even begun to flip through the pages of things that I'm going to do here. So, I mean, slowly but surely, you know, not trying to burn myself out and do everything all at once, but taking my time and making sure that I give myself time to do everything consistently and, you know, as it comes, you know, and not trying to rush it. But this is a beautiful state. I'm happy that I was able to leave Colorado, although I do miss Colorado a lot. I got sights on it where I'm saving so I can go back to Colorado whenever I want. And, for a weekend, if nothing else, you know, and run down to Nebraska. If time permits and weather and everything permits to go down there and see like my grassroots folks. And that's kind of like two birds in one. So I do have some trips planned that I'm going to do like that. But all that kind of stuff is within time. I don't want to actually be in no hurry to rush and do anything. I like to take my time on everything. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the way that brothers are getting treated in terms of Bill Cosby. OJ was the first one, and then Bill Cosby, and then R. Kelly. And like I said, I can't say one way or the other what these men do in their bedrooms and stuff like this, but I always taught my kids and their daughters, girls, that, you know, it takes two people to make a decision. And whether you young or whether you older and you with someone younger or what have you, if that's what you like, someone younger and someone younger like someone older, that's fine. I'm never going to get mad at my daughters if they like someone and someone likes them. And, you know, I mean, I can't dictate to an adult what's right for them. That's not being a parent. So I think it's good to always give your children and raise them. If you raise them right with the right seeds and the right thoughts and positiveness, if you raise them right, you just turn your back. Your kids going to take care of themselves. If they don't do nothing else, they're going to take care of self. So, and I've seen that, you know, just with my kids, my three girls, you know. And so I've been a part of their lives in every way that I could, you know. And I enjoy being a father. I enjoy being a grandpa. You know, I got one of the toughest, best little grandsons in all the world. I mean, Wolfgang, that's his name, you know. And I mean, he gonna be a spark plug, you know. I mean, he's gonna be a new generation, a new time for our family, you know. And it's gonna be great. And I already got the first grandchild, our grandson was Little Cal. And then, of course, had Brianna and Miracle. They're all down in Texas with Sook. Okay, so that was my first, Sook. And then, of course, Sonny and Shayla. And so, yeah. So, like I said, on this end, Shayla is, and Sonny, I don't know what I'd do without them two in my life, because I'd probably be pretty out of it, you know, not to have. I got two good daughters. They always stay in contact with me. And I know that I'm not the kind of person that stay in contact, but my kids, you know, they call me. They stay in contact with me all the time. Even if I don't answer the phone, that's one thing I can say about my kids. One time Shannon said, "Dad, if you don't answer that phone, I'm going to call the police." I'm like, oh, shit. So, I mean, you know, I didn't mean to be ignoring her or anything, but sometimes I just don't answer my phone. And if I look down there and say, oh, that's my daughter, you know, I didn't think, you know, well, you know, hey, she might be calling you, you know, whatever, you know, so I get it now. You do got to lift up your phone. There's a reason why people do call you. If nothing else, they calling you, checking on you, you know, make sure everything is good. So that's all good, and I appreciate it. And I apologize, like I said, that I'm so much of the type of person that just I don't like answering my phone. And sometimes when you work a job also where all you do is work with phones, man, I get tired of that. I mean, literally, I get, you know, literally just tired of that. You know, oh, last thing I want to do, please, is my phone ring. Ah, who is it? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know how that is. You know, I mean, it ain't that you've been disrespectful to anybody, but sometimes my jaws just don't feel like talking, you know, especially if it's something, you know, where I'm relaxing, I'm kicking back, I'm watching a game, I'm watching a movie, You know what I mean? I ain't into nothing else. You know, I don't want to do nothing else. You know, so that is, it is a kind of like an individual thing. You know. So anyway, I want to kind of get back with some of my favorite comedians. Like I said, Cat Williams, Kevin Hart, Bernie Mac, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby. And one of my favorite singers, and I do apologize that he's in trouble right now, but it is R. Kelly. We seen the little show that everybody's hung up on, the soap opera at night, Game of Thrones. We seen that come and go, and everybody was really hurt. I mean, some people was really hurt, you know. They just said, well, you know, how could they just end it like that? You know what I mean? It just didn't end it right. And I agree, you know what I mean? I kind of got connected to it because my kids and my family are really into it. And so my girl, she really likes it also. So I went back and watched pretty much every, and I still do watch, even though it's over, I still go back and watch, because I like Aria, the young girl. I think she had lots of heart. I like to see people like her. Remind me of my girls, you know, the kind of heart that they have. And that's why I like her, because she didn't borrow no man, and she didn't take no shit. And so I liked her and her sisters and that family, that Stark family, because, I mean, they got killed. They literally got set up. All kinds of things happened in that Games of Thrones soap opera. And I call them soap operas because it's a TV kind of thing where they get people hung up, you know, on watching a story that, you know, I guess it's okay. It's just like a book if you read a book, you know. So I guess, it was interesting because from the time I started watching it, it kept me pretty much interested. And it was different things, even though it was during barbaric times. You had to look at it based on those times. And so it's a relevant show, just like no more than, you know, the past that you read, if you do read in history, if you do read history, you see all these kinds of things in history. And so there's no book that I've ever read that don't tell the story, you know, from start to finish. So that's what life's all about, you know, starting it from the beginning. And no matter what, you know, Game of Thrones is just another simple version of life at a time where people lived and did what they had to do. And you can still see that the ailments of men and women, no matter what the time, even though the morals and different things have changed over a period of time, the basic is still the same. Okay, you know, men, I mean, the part in there where they had the two people, the sister and the brother, who were a part of an incestuous relationship, it was just, to me, sickening. But I have known, and please believe this, during the time when I grew up, I have known people to be in love with their siblings. And I mean, fine girls, fine women to be in love with their siblings, you know, or something happened between them and their siblings or something, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I've seen known people that their siblings done got them all pregnant and kids and everything running around and everything, you know what I'm saying? They don't know where to call them daddy, uncle, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Any day. So I seen that, you know, mom or auntie or, you know, you just don't know what you do, you know what I mean? You don't know. Some kids grow up right in the house with their own mama, but somebody else taking care of them. And they think their mom is one of their sisters. So I've seen all kinds of different situations, you know what I mean? Kids, having babies too early. Babies having babies, that kind of thing. And, you know, life is what it is. you know. I always, like I said, try to give my girls nothing but the best and raw truth, you know, and to enable them to live. You know, you give your kids raw truths when they young. As they get older, they see that. They see it materialize in life. And then you've given them and set the groundwork for them to deal with the harsh realities that a lot of kids don't even get told about. They have to learn the hard way. I didn't want my kids growing up like that. So, yeah, you know, I don't care what nobody say. Game of Thrones, that was a good soap opera at nighttime to keep people all cuddled up and everything. Something to look forward to at least once a week with your sweetie. So it's good when you have those kinds of stories that you can look at, you know, but it's too much like The Young and the Restless, because folks get hung up, they get gossiping about it all day and everything, you know, and I'm not into all that. That's one thing I could not stand about men who sit up and gossip, you know, men, literally, who sit up and gossip like women. And I'm not trying to stereotype, but women do gossip a lot. And you got men that do just the same, you know. And I'm talking because I'm a talker. I'm a gossiper. So I know how people talk, but you ain't heard that from me. Okay, so anyway, keeping on the conversation tip, I like to communicate because I think that communication is the way you reach out like a bird and you sail a thought, or you send a thought into the horizons, into the skies of the world. And, you know, someone else gets a smile on their face, or someone else, you trigger an idea, or someone else, you know, you think in the same way that they think, or you saying something that, you know, is in their heart or in their minds, but they can't put it in words, articulate it, you know. And that's what conversation, it inspires you. It lets you know that, hey, you know what? Someone is saying something to me. And that's what we have in life. We have senders and receivers. I like to send and I like to receive. And that's how you learn. It's like I always advocate reading. Reading is very important. Speaking is parallel to reading, because a lot of times people have to understand what they read and read and know what you're reading. Because there are people I've seen read a book and I say, okay, close the book. Now tell me what you just read. Tell me exactly what was the main person in the chapter. Okay, what was the main theory? Okay, so I mean, you know, things like this are things that we, when we read, it's important that we understand. We, you know, we bring out content. We bring out imagination. You know, we nourish our creativity when we read. So reading is important. Sometimes when you watch TV, it tells the mind what to think. It does not challenge it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some movies that can have you on edge, you know, whether they're thrillers or horrors or, you know, soap operas, you know, one thing leads to another, like Games of Thrones, you know. They got one part today, one part tomorrow, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you waiting a week, you know, to see it, you know. You can't wait, you know, just like the NBA, you know. Every year I can't wait to see the top two teams in the East and the West. You know, you kind of keep an eye on the news print, you know, online and different things on TV. Kind of keep track of your teams. Then as you get down to playoffs, college and everything, you know, you start saying, oh, well, it's that time of year, you know, Final Four, you know, NBA, you know, not the NBA playoffs. That's my favorite thing to do. And if before I die, it's one dream that I got that I'm going to make sure that I may come true for myself, and that is I am going to go to an NBA All-Star game decked out for every day that I go. I'm going to have a different outfit. You know, not trying to keep up with Shaq and them and all them with all the millions they got. Just trying to, you know, live like I live on my level, you know, but looking just as good. But yeah, I want to go there and enjoy myself with them brothers on an NBA All-Star. I don't care who wins. I hope it'd be Golden State. But I want to definitely go out, you know, and go to all the games, like in Oakland, if they be in Oakland, you know, or wherever, you know, if it's in Houston, you know, I would love to see. But I would love to see an NBA championship. That's the one thing I yearn to do, and go to, you know, the games, you know, say like 3 or 4 games and see all the games and stuff like that. So now I know they don't have like Orlando or Heat, Miami teams or Florida teams at this time that are really, you know, blessed to be in the championship and stuff like that, NBA championships. So a lot of times, you know, you got to travel, you know, to see NBA. So, you know, it's good, like I said, to get out and do things. I miss Colorado, but I don't miss those fires, like those forest fires that they used to have. Man, those things used to cause me the damnedest to get that smell in the air. Oh, I couldn't stand that. I don't miss that. Then I wanted to also tell you guys that there is a huge difference, and I know everybody knows this one, but there is a huge difference if you look at the time that Obama was president and now since Trump is president. I mean, since Trump has been president, he's been on TV every day before he was president, and after he got elected, he's been on TV every day. You tell me a day where you can't turn on the TV and you're hearing about Trump, or turn on an internet page and you're hearing about Trump. Sad, real sad. So, you know, I don't know what you guys think, but I feel like we're so saturated with this man's business and his family and everything, and rightfully so, because he's a leader. He's in the leader position as our president. We need to know about him. But look, here's a man so stingy, he don't even want to share his personal taxes. He's telling his lawyers, it ain't none of America's business. Hold it. Every year, I have to file taxes. Now, you tell me, if you my leader, and you supposed to be a, stand-up 100%, 200% individual, all American, all patriotic. Okay, you stand for the symbol, red, white, and blue. You know, you stand for America, the eagle and all that, what that means. In God we trust on the dollar sign and all that pyramid and everything. You know, you stand for all that, okay? And you real, okay? Not fake, not, you know, because, you know, some people, they grow up and they can't never shed that part of themselves. You know, and you see it, you know, when they associate in public, when they say things, you hear it, you know. And so our president, he has a long way to go. And I apologize that he's so hard headed that he don't even allow people who got more experience with him to groom him. And he needs groomed. I mean, there are times when you need to be groomed. I need groomed. Okay. Whether it's in the computer world, whether it's in the resume, you know, make sure you got a sharp resume. Two eyes is better than one. Two heads is better than one. You know, however you want to say it, however you want to think it. You know, there's no one that is so smart that they got the monopoly on smartness and intelligence. And I think our president is going to learn a heck of a lesson in that aspect. By the time he's done with the presidency and everything that we're going through with him, he's going to really learn something about being the boss. And, you know, he comes from all those shows you're fired. You know what I mean? He got addicted to that TV way of life. And so much that I think this happens to even actress and actors. You live on TV so long, I can see why they seclude themselves, because at some point you got to have a life separate from your TV life. You know, because some people stereotypically become they become like the images they portray or that they act. Not that they do, but those things can, you know, if you do them over a period of time, like Law and Order. Can you imagine? You know, those people, they acting out those parts, they do them at different times, and they show the shows, you know, at a different time than what they actually act them out. But still, I'm just saying, you know, after a while, you become that act. You become a police-thinking individual, you know, or a legal-thinking individual. If you do a lot of paralegal law, you know, kind of work, you know, acting out, saying parts, different things like this, you learn the jargon. You know, so, you know, life is what it is. So, you know, I don't know what y'all doing, how y'all living out there in the plant life. But down here in Florida, like I said, plant life is great. You know, down here, we all medicinal down here. And it's real good down in here. I mean, it's real good down here. One of the reasons why I made a decision to move down here was because, you know, it's really open down here. And it's, even though it's regulated, you know, in pretty much all of the country, you know, anywhere you go. I mean, ever since I've been 15 and I have loved smoking marijuana, I've always got the best. And when I was in Colorado, I went to the dispensaries, and I always make people aware the dispensaries that I feel. I mean, they got some different dispensaries there since I left, but the dispensaries that I would suggest, or my family and my people, the kind of things that I know that we like where we come from, I would suggest all those places that stand out are not necessarily the best place. The places that you want to know about is like Medicine Man. Now the Medicine Man has like 3 locations, or 4. Denver, Aurora, Thornton, and Longmont. So now, what does that tell you? And they all open from like 8 in the morning to 10 p.m. at night, okay? The one that I used to go to out there in Denver, North Denver, not in Thornton though, that's way north, but was just minutes from the Denver International Airport, you know? So I would say the Medicine Man, with all the locations that they have, North and South Denver, let alone Longmont and everything, you know, locally, right outside the Metropolitan, you can't beat it. And I'm telling you, the Medicine Man has the best smoke. I mean, even if I was, I'm planning on going back to Denver. And when I go, I'm definitely going to the Medicine Man. I mean, they got their weed is broken into, and this is what you, when you travel, you want to know these things, because all the dispensaries do pretty much the same thing. The only thing that I see that is different about Denver that I like is they let you know the difference between top shelf and what they call private stock. Now, I think that's important, because if you go into a city and you don't know the difference between that, you know, how to get the little deals and stuff, you end up paying a whole lot of money. Like, for instance, one of the ones that I like, Emerald OG, it's $39.71 an eighth. Okay, it's $40 an eighth. All right. So when I go in there, you know, I need 8 of them. Okay. So no, I ain't gonna pay $320. Okay. But that's what it would cost for all intents and purposes. That's what it costs an ounce. But they always have deals. And because I've always been a member, I'm going to get member discounts. So this is what I like about when you go to the different dispensaries. They all offer you some kind of deal. They'll offer you like, well, if you ain't never been there before, you can get an ounce for $100 if you buy an ounce. You know, they'll discount the ounce for your first ounce. You get it for $90 to $100. And I mean, this is some real stuff. And like I said, my choice of weed, I mean, when you go to the dispensary, you're gonna see everything. I mean, you're gonna see the weed, and they generally have it in jars, and they'll generally bring it out and let you smell it. They'll have specials all the time specials. They'll have the flower. It'll be in sativa, indica, or sativa, indica, and then they'll also have the hybrid. So they'll have the pre-rolls, they'll have the concentrates, the edibles galore, cookies, candy, I mean, you name it, you know, suckers, drinks, you know, just like Coke and Pepsi have drinks. They have that drinks like that for marijuana. Tinctures, I mean, if you got, you know, stuff you need to tend to, topicals, clones, seeds, and they got all types of gear. I got hats, shirts, you know, all kinds of t-shirts and stuff like that, because I'm proud, you know, of the fact that I'm a black hippie and I don't have no shame on mine. You know, ever since I've been 15, I've been smoking good. I still always played football, stayed in shape. And lately, I've been in shape here. I've been running an hour on the elliptical and then working out an hour. And then come to find out that I had some issues with my kidneys. So I had to slow down from all activities. I don't even work out anymore for the next 30 days. I got to take a lot of fruits and vegetables because my kidneys done somehow or another got affected because I was actually just running myself to the ground. So I had to slow down all activity lately, kind of cut back. You know, it's one of those kind of things where I'm glad I went and got a physical, because my girl was like, you know, you need to go get a physical. You ain't have to. And I'm like arguing with her. I don't want to spend no money. The doctors don't want to do nothing, but, you know. But yeah, I end up going and come to find out I got kidney issues. So I'm glad that I went, and so I can get on top of these kidney issues ASAP. So that's something I will keep you all abreast of right now. I think I got what's called level 2 kidney disease. Level 2. I'm trying to not to let it go any further than that. The doctor gave me a creatine number, which was 1.96. And I got to do everything I can when I come back to have that number under. It's got to go down. So right now it was 1.96. Ideally, it should be like 1.41, I think, something like that, or lower. So if that number goes over 2, then I got to do kidney dialysis. So it's just going to go to show you how fast things can happen, because here I am. I've been training and working out, lifting weights, you know, straining myself, not really knowing it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I lift 135 pounds. So what is that? That's the barbell, which is 45 pounds. And then you add the two plates on, which is 45 pounds each. So that's 90, 45 and 45, that's 90. And then the bar is 45. So that's 135 pounds. So I had got so used to curling that okay? That I would never go up under that. Even if I felt sluggish, I would make myself do that 10 times, 10 reps, 5 times. So, and then I would also then take and put the 35 or the plate on and lay down and do my triceps and then do my dumbbells and stuff like that. And this is the way I had learned it. And I've done it the way that I have learned it and kept the poundage up just so I can maintain my bulkiness and, you know, the fullness in my muscles. And I was I've always taken supplements, muscle. Back in the day, I used to take Vern Gagnon Gyrospeed. I've taken things like anabolic mega packs. I was really into anabolic mega packs. Anybody knows me know that I was really strong. I was lifting 300-400 pounds, 365 for 5 sets of 5 and 315 for, like, you know, 3 sets of 8s, 10s, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, I really used to work my body and I still do. But only thing is, I'm letting you guys know that I got curtailed. I got cut back because I have been working so hard and didn't even realize it, that my kidneys were getting drugged. And I didn't realize it. My heart is in good shape, but I was dragging my kidneys. So now I had to slow down. I had to stop working. I'm on Social Security. And I mean, which is to my benefit right now, because I have to basically stop all activities and eat nothing but fruit and vegetables. No meat. I make no meat. I really have no taste for it, to chew. You know, chicken, steak. Steak I hate. It's just too hard on my for me. As I get older, it's harder for me to swallow it. It takes long to chew if it's not the right cut. You know, so I like chicken and turkey. You know, those two things, and I'm very picky, you know, about what I eat. So I like this idea of eating vegetables. In fact, I'm gonna go in here in a minute. I got some arugula, I think that's what you call it, arugula, and beets that I've been eating. Beets and arugula, that's supposed to be good for your high blood pressure and your kidneys. So I've been eating beets and arugula, A-R-G-U-L-A, something like that. Arugula, A-R-U-G-U-L-A, arugula, which is a plant that also helps when it comes to high blood pressure and with the kidney. So I'm basically now going to be, it's really good. I can eat the arugula. It's really good. It's kind of spicy, but when you chew it, it's really, really good. And when I was a kid, I used to eat rhubarb and stuff like that straight out the ground. Just pull it straight out the ground and eat, you know, wipe out the dirt and just eat the rhubarb. You know, I'm the kind of kid that ate mulberry straight from a mulberry tree. You know, apples, got up in a tree, climbed up in it, and just used to eat one after another. Even though they was green, you know what I mean? It was good to me. And the longer they got big, you know what I mean, where they got to falling on the ground, I used to love apples. And that's how I started liking apples, is basically from an apple tree. But I'm a fruitaholic. I love oranges. I love grapefruits. But right now, there's a limit to what I can actually eat. So I can only eat certain fruits, like berries and cherries, you know, stuff that's good for my liver. I mean, good for my heart and my kidneys. But yeah, you know, like I say, the other thing is, I want to kind of get back with the private stock versus the my girl just came in. Hold on a second, babe. I'm doing a recording. So yeah, I was a recording. But yeah, so private stock is what I usually I always buy when I go when I'm in Colorado. That's the type that I get. They got private stock is the best that you can buy. The other is going to be what they call pretty much the basic, you know, but when you go there, they got some really good bud, no matter what, whether it's private stock or just the regular, you know. Bud is bud, but they're, what it is that they have higher percentage of THC. So, like, for instance, Blue Dream, which used to be one of the major buds that you could buy, it was one of the private stocks. Now, it's just pretty much, you know, it's kind of like, you know, just a regular, you know, what I call commercial. That's the best way that I could say it. It's commercial now, and it's only, like 21%. Where you get something like one of my really good ones, private stock one, like Emerald OG or Fruity, called Fruity Pebbles or Ghost OG, 28.1%. I mean, you know, biodiesel. Now that's not a private stock one. That's just pretty much a regular bud. But you know, they got a lot of regular bud. I done had them all. To chew Girl Scout cookies, that's one that it's always private stock. But it depends on where you go. I've seen a lot of these. They don't even term them private stock, but they high as hell. You know, so just keep in mind wherever you go. In the Midwest, you know, there are more and more, there's places that's popping up that are approving them every day. Out here in Florida, we're still just medicinal. There's no recreational set here. But like I said, more and more, it's getting everywhere. I mean, it's getting to a point where, you know, like I said, all 50 states won't be long. For wherever you go, it's going to be legal. So, yeah, it's good, like I said, to check with you guys. I'm here again, like I said, in Florida. And I'm joined today, what's called Tokyo OG. Another one, this is Tokyo OG. This is a really, really smooth sativa. And then I got another one which is called Heavy Hitter, just like a bat, it's like a baseball player holding the bat, you know, called Heavy Hitter, and that mug is strong as hell. And that's an indica. Usually people use the indica to go to sleep and use a sativa to be happy, you know, and everything. I like sativa, as I always explain. I prefer that. It's more happy and upbeat, where the Heavy Hitter is a harsher tasting, kind of like hitting a blunt, which I hate. And, you know, I use pipes. I prefer glass, but I did find a very nice rubber, kind of like a pipe. You can take it anywhere. It's a portable pipe. You can take it pretty much anywhere. You can take the bow out and clean it out and stuff. It's really, really nice. It's rubber, it's easy, you know, it's simple. Unlike the glass, sometimes can get clogged up. You gotta clean it with alcohol, or the little metal pipes, you know, the good metal pipes. They don't have the carburetors in them like these new ones do, but they're still good pipes. You know, you can use those, but you gotta use screens and stuff. But nevertheless, smoking is good up in our neighborhood. Even though we live in Florida, we smoking good. I'm always going to be smoking good no matter where I go. And so I always let people know, whether you smoking Night Nurse, Pipe Dream, Danky Conk, Shere Khan, Shaw 3, Goptilla, Ghost Ship, Cookies and Creams, Emerald OG, Fruity Pebbles. You know, get your smoke on. That's what I say. Get your smoke on. You only live once, you know, and you should enjoy your life to the fullest. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. There's a lot of things out there. I'm happy that my life was blessed with people like Tyler Perry, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, people that made me laugh. Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Bernie Mac, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby. I don't give a fuck what they say about him. He's still a black man. I love him. OJ, R. Kelly, all black like me. No one's perfect. You know what I mean? I've been in situations where I've been accused of doing wrong things and, you know, not necessarily, but I got myself on the right side, and I'm sure these gentlemen, we will find a way to forgive. Like that's the way of the world. That's what Jesus, that's what Christianity stands for. That's what America. Yeah, we got to take our punishment, but there comes a time for forgiveness. So I foresee someday Bill Cosby, OJ, and R. Kelly will be forgiven. You can't do nothing but forgive them, because we've forgiven worse than them. So anyway, I love speaking with you guys out there. I wanted to talk more about the atmosphere, how it's different since Trump been in leadership versus Obama, who had two terms, and it was beautiful. I mean, times was beautiful. But if you look at times now, banks are stingy, don't want to lend you money. The stores don't want to give you credit. I've never seen it like this before. And for 63 years that I've lived, God, all praises due to God, and grown up as a child and seen different things, I've never, ever seen times like what they are now. But I'm thankful to God for Miss Allison, my girl, who is my world. And I'm thankful for my kids. Oh, man. I can't begin to tell you how beautiful my two girls are. I thank God for Shannon, my beautiful wife, who died. I'm still, me and the kids are here doing it. I know she would be so proud of Wolfgang. We still all family to some degree. We still see Nana, who comes down and see the girls and Wolfgang. I'm so proud of Nana. No matter where I've been, when I was in Omaha, she always came from Lincoln to Omaha. When we was in Denver, she came from Nebraska to see us in Denver and Colorado. So I like that about Nana. It was good too when she comes down here in Florida and spends time with the girls and Wolfgang. I really, really love that. Maya and Ruben and everybody. It's really a family-oriented environment down here. And that's one thing I love. I miss Colorado, I ain't gonna lie. But the biggest thing I miss is what I'm looking at on my computer screen. And that's the bud. I mean, they got the best bud. I don't care. I've been to California and a lot of other places. And I've explained to you how they do it in various different places that I've been to. But I haven't seen no place like Colorado. And it's the top on my chart. So, but like I said, you got to move on. You can't get hung up on one thing, whether it be G6, Girl Scout cookies, Golden Goat, biodiesel. They got it in another state. And here in Florida, like I said, I'm looking at mine right now. I got Heavy Hitter and I got Tokyo OG. Smoking good, still in the neighborhood. It's medicinal, but soon, once it's recreational, oh my God, it's going to be live down here in Florida. So that's what we're looking forward to. It's all in the making. Everything is all in the making. You got to take it one day at a time. Don't try to rush it or push it, you know, any faster than that. That way it all comes together just like it was planned to. So this is John Boy signing on out. It was good, like I said, getting in there, you know, reaching out to the people I love the most. my family, my friends, all those people who know I love to talk.